Good evening. The time is 5 p.m. on December 2nd, 2024. The Warwick Finance Committee is open for business. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on November 18th, 2024?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. On to PCR 113-24. May I have a motion for acceptance of the meeting? Correction. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on November 18th, 2024?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Item number one is bid 2025-237 pre-engineered metal building for Warwick Police Department. Good evening, Major. Please identify.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan for the Police Department. The police department went out to bid for a pre-engineered metal building and received six bids. Tower Construction of Cranston, Rhode Island was the lowest bidder for the project with a with and without the add alternatives. The police department recommends awarding the bid to Tower Construction at a total cost of $2,676,000, which will include all five add alternatives. If approved, this project would be funded with the remaining ARPA funds, budget code 510-050-30, in a pending state of Rhode Island municipal public infrastructure grant.
Thank you, Major. And if you could take just a minute and explain the purpose and the duties of this building.
Yes, so this building will basically house a lot of the investments we've made at recent meetings this fiscal year, or going into last fiscal year too, which is the incident command vehicle, which is a very large, expensive acquisition, approximately $700,000. Our SWAT armored vehicle, which is approximately $360,000. And it'll also house our older assets, such as our BCI van, various traffic trailers, open trailers, closed trailers, a lot of the other things we just want to get out of the elements and preserve and increase the longevity to, be fiscally responsible and make these things last longer. They'll also free up a lot of space where they are now situated on our property. This building would basically be built on the parking lot when you first come in on the right-hand side from Bragger Street off Greenwich Avenue, and would greatly benefit our facility in the absence of a new building.
Thank you, Major. Appreciate the detail in this. Are there any questions for members of this committee? Are there any questions for members of the council? Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Major.
Good evening.
So, Major, thank you for explaining what this part is. I know that the police department has been trying to update their headquarters and their facilities for a long time, and we looked at the ARPA funds when they originally came in to try to do a couple of different things, and it was just didn't meet the budget at the time, so we've had to do a couple of other things. But I think this is a really good investment. Like you said, we are investing in these vehicles and this infrastructure here, so it'd be covered and get it over there. It'll clean up the back area as well. So I am a supporter of that, and I think that the police department, like I said, I know you guys have been very flexible and kind of going back and forth with a number of different plans, hoping to really upgrade, which is still something that we need to look at in the future, and is try to upgrade the facilities for the police department. I know a couple of years ago, we were getting ready for a winter storm, and we were talking about how, where they, making the phone calls and alerts and stuff like that. There was leaking in that area where, it's just something we really need to look at. So I just want to commend the police department. Like I said, you're being very thoughtful with these funds, trying to put it to the best use. But I know that there are additional needs for the police department. So I just wanted to mention that as well. So thank you, Major.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are there any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Next is bid 2024-208 Alpha, purchase of various new tires. This will be presented by Director. Director, please identify, and then you can just get right into it. Thank you.
Eric Earls, Public Works. Public Works is looking to extend and increase the bid, purchase tires. The bid, original bid was approved by City Council in November of 23. That began on January 1st of 24. We've worked with the vendor to extend the bid at the existing rates. It's our estimation that if we were to go back out, we would be looking as much as a 7.5% increase to the prices. So we figure this is a good fiscal decision.
Thank you. I'm just re-reviewing your. So you're just, they've agreed. I'm just going to simplify this. They've agreed to extend the current contract with no increase.
Correct.
For the 1 year.
Yes.
Correct? Yes, the 1 year. So therefore, with the expectation that the oil prices are unknown, this is looking to lock in the price that we've had last year.
That's correct.
Okay. I just wanted to verify I got all that. Thank you. Are there questions from members of this committee? Questions from the council? Council President, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
How long has Sullivan Tire been our vendor for tires consecutively?
I don't have that information right now. No, certainly the last couple years. I know that they've always been available to us because of the specialty tires that we have. They have them, and so... but I don't have the exact information on how long they've been a vendor for the city.
Certainly since you've been back.
Yes.
Okay. And what have you spent on tires so far in this current contract?
Currently, well, the contract covers a couple fiscal years, and the information I have is broken down.
The past year.
Yeah. So we're at about, right now, looking at 90,000 for this calendar year, for the current contract.
And I know you mentioned, and the chair mentioned, that the anticipation, based upon what Sullivan Tire has told you, to anticipate a 5-7% increase this coming year. Had anyone done any research getting prices on tires elsewhere to confirm that?
No, not to my knowledge.
So we're relying on Sullivan Tire's position that there could be a 5-7.5% increase this year.
Well, historically, prices have gone up. We haven't seen tire prices go down in the last couple of years, so I think that's a fair assumption that prices will go up, whether or not it's 5 or 7%. Right. You know, locking in prices this year, I think, is beneficial on just about any kind of material.
So the price last year, did they hold the line on the price last year from the year before?
Last year it was new.
It was new bid?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All set, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the audience? God bless you. Thank you, Director. Next is bid 2025-250, purchase of a new paratransit van. This is found on page 16. Good evening. Please identify and continue.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Kathleen Bowl, Acting Director of Senior Services. We were awarded the Office of Healthy Aging state designated grant for Rhode Island, and we have decided to use that funding towards a new paratransit van for our transportation department. It's a 12-passenger van. It's primarily funded by the grant. It's just there's $3,891 above the grant that we would be funding through our capital expenditures budgeted account. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. What was the specific of the grant? Like, what would the grant, what are other things that could have been used for the grant?
The grant is pretty specific to, well, senior center programming. It's a little nuanced because we have to provide the programming or whatever we're going to be buying, we as the city have to buy first, and then they reimburse us after the fact. So for the past number of years, we've used it to keep our fleet current and safe for transportation for the seniors.
Nice. Thank you. Councilman Foley.
Would this be replacing a van that we currently have?
Correct. So our fleet, we like to keep seven buses, you know, on the road. Right now we have two in for repair. And so this would replace one of our 16 passengers that it has some miles on it. Right now, EMS uses that bus when they need it for trainings. You know, they borrow it here and there. We are going to be able to give this to those departments for their use primarily while having a newer vehicle in our seven paratransit van fleet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions for members of this committee? Council President McAllister.
Good evening, Director. So this is part of the plan for the senior center. I believe we purchased a couple of vans in the last year here. Any idea on the timeline on when to receive this van? I mean, that was a big issue last year.
Yeah, so that was a qualification of this grant, that it had to be in stock and deliverable within 30 days.
Okay, great. So we're not looking for a long, because that's what happened before, and then it ended up dropping off, and they had to go back out and everything like that.
And we've dealt with this particular vendor, Matthews, before, who was the lowest bidder. They were the lowest bidder by over $12,000, and they've been reliable in
Excellent.
The past.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Questions from members of the council. Councilman Ricks.
The vehicle that it's replacing, about what year and about how many thousands of miles on it?
That's a good question. So it's about 115,000 miles on it. The reason why we are choosing this particular paratransit van to move on to another department is because it has a dangerous step at the top. It's dangerous. It's dangerous for the seniors to navigate. So the bus that we have gone out to bid for that will be replacing it meets the regular step requirements. It's not a larger step, and they can easily transverse that as opposed to the van we'll be passing along.
Are there any other paratransit vans currently in service that have that same type of step issue?
No. This is Lori Dale, our transportation planner.
Thank you. Thank you for the information.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Lattisor.
Hello, Director.
Hi.
The vehicle that we're discussing now, is that vehicle going to replace the vehicle that is in the capital budget for fiscal year 27?
No, that wouldn't be the intended purpose to replace. No, that would then be at that time we would be assessing, because like right now we have two paratransit vans that are in for repair. So it's a matter of keeping the fleet in running order. So we would be assessing at that time if we had any paratransit vans that were due for replacement.
So in fiscal year 27, we can anticipate you coming back for another vehicle.
That's what we have budgeted for now, yeah.
In your position paper, you say that One Nation Distributors was compliant in all but one specification with no explanation. They offered no description of body or dimensional drawing or seat plan. Mm-hmm. Was that required in your bid specs?
We did ask for that. They provided us a picture, like a bird's eye view picture, but with no measurements or, it was very vague. And we've never dealt with them before. And they were a higher price also.
Right. And you say that Rhode Island Office of Healthy Aging contributing $112,314 of the $116,605 goes on to say, we will pay the upfront cost. What is the upfront cost?
So Matthews bid for the bust at $116,605. And so the city has to pay that cost out of our capital expenditures and then also some ARPA funds. And then we will be reimbursed $112,000. And there was a little discrepancy. It's actually $714 versus $314.
So in essence, our out-of-pocket cost is going to be approximately $4,000.
Yep, a little less. Okay. Yep.
And that's what you, when you're referring to cost, there's no additional cost that would be incurred by the city up and above the $116,605, right?
Right, and we're going to be reimbursed the bulk of that.
Okay.
Right.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Next would be bid 2025-292. This is item four. This is MIS Cloud Data Migration Services. This is found on page 19. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Phil Carlucci, IT Director. This is a 5610 request to piggyback off the state's road of Rhode Island's MPA number 308 for networking services. Excuse me. Earlier this year, we did a study. We had a study completed to help in our migration. As you all know, we house everything in-house as is, and we need to migrate for a number of reasons to a cloud solution for our platforms and things. So in executive session, I had shared with the council some of the deficiencies that we have that we're trying to address. And felt that moving to the cloud is the most efficient way to do that. In the study, they highlighted three primary areas that we should address, and sequentially, they highlighted the fact that we should move off of our on-premise Exchange system to an Office 365 cloud solution, that our aging SAN was reaching not only end of life, but also maximum capacity, and was going to cause a fairly significant expenditure in the near future. And that finally, we should start to take advantage of SaaS, software as a solution services, for all of the in-house applications that we're using if the vendors were offering us a SaaS solution. In that discussion, for a number of reasons, Office 365, while we agree is something absolutely necessary, and early in next calendar year, I hope to be coming to council with a request for that migration. That migration has a good chance of coming off of a cybersecurity grant early in January. So if we can house that piece of it off of the cybersecurity grant, then we wanted to take advantage of the second priority of moving our housed file storage off of our current SAN out into the cloud with either AWS, Azure, or whatever the most advantageous platform is. So if approved, this request would cost $69,120. That would be the migration services in the first year, housing costs that go along with it, and that funding would come from ARPA funds.
Thank you, Director. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? I've come to realize the bigger, more complex words you use, you just shut us down. You just shut us down.
We store data here. We got to get it out of here.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
I look right at Councilman Gebhardt to begin with. Thank you, Director. On to item number five, Department of Public Works, bid 2025-231, electrical services upgrade at the Warwick Fire Station. Two, this is found on page 32. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
You have the floor.
Yes, sorry. DPW is looking to award the electric service upgrade at Fire Station 2 to K Electric. This was an item that we originally went out to bid with, and we didn't have any bidders. So we reached out to several of our vendors that we use, really, K Electric, O'Neill Electric, Arden, and asked them to give us estimates for the work. K Electric came in low, with the exception of a last-minute bidder, but the last-minute bidder didn't have the appropriate scope of work, so they were disqualified. So anyway, that's the story, and looking to award $68,570, and it's going to be paid through ARPA funding.
Thank you, Director. Director, I just have a quick maybe, and I apologize as I'm hitting you with this cold, but do you have an idea why, when it was put out for bid, no one bid on it? Is it because of the complex of the job, the extent of the job?
No. And it's odd. We talked to O'Neill before the bid went out, and they helped us with the scope of work. So it was real surprising when the bids came in that at least they didn't bid on it. But when we asked them to actually provide us with a number, they were able to. You know, again, it was easy for them because we were essentially using a scope of work that they had provided. That was the same scope of work we asked all the vendors to provide when we reached out to them. But to answer your question, no, I don't know why we didn't get any bidders at that time. I know that Arden looked at it and was not interested in doing it because they were just busier, and it is a little bit extensive with regard to digging outside and then bringing the work inside and then working with the fire department's schedule. That was kind of why they said, you know, they weren't going to bid on it. But anyway, we were able to get two competitive bids. Clearly, K is lower than O'Neill, so that's why we're recommending them.
I think you hit the nail on the head when, you know, because one of the conversations I had aside was there is a schedule that this company would have to work with where the station would have to be basically not shut down, but paused, because they would be very limited and they wouldn't meet the state requirements needed to run as an active station. So it would be deactivated during the work. And the scope of the work and the timing of the work just makes it very complex for a company that is looking to keep going and get the job done.
Yeah, I believe that was part of it, sure.
Good, thank you. I appreciate that. Questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Director, in the second paragraph of your position paper, it says Public Works issued a bid for this project that was opened on October 9th and received no responses. Were there bids sent in or
no,
were there not?
No.
There weren't.
That's just kind of the terminology for bid opening, right? The bid opens at such and such a time.
Okay. All right. You answered my question on how you came about getting numbers from K Electric. The thing that I did not see on K Electric's proposal was the permit. Have you inquired with them as to whether or not his price included the permit, or did I miss it on his proposal?
No, I'm not. That conversation did not happen. Typically with vendors, you know, we work with them on any kind of city permits because essentially they're just paying themselves. We're just paying ourselves. But any kind of other permits, they would be accountable for. But I assume that it's part of this bid, because it was all inclusive and it was part of the original scope of work that we provided to them. So my assumption is that it's included, but I can certainly find out for sure.
Yeah, I think it would be important to, you know, hold their feet to the fire on that. I noticed that at least one of the other bidders had included the permit fee in the amount of $500. So to save yourself the hassle of coming back to us for a permit fee, it'd probably be better to just let them know that you assume that was included in the price. Right?
Sure.
Okay. That's all I have, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Thank you, Director. We've come to the bid package section where I will call on members of the council, members of the committee, and members of the public. If they have any item that they would like to pull to be discussed by the committee and the public, to please identify it. I'll start within the committee. Councilman Foley.
Item 25295, number 13, Zamboni Blade Shop.
Thank you. Thank you. I will now go to the members of the council. If there's any items they would like to speak on, Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Item number 11, 2025-294, found on page 61. Item number 12, 2025-293, found on page 65. And item number 15, 2025-251, found on page 79.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any other items that members of the council would like to discuss from the bid package? Are there any items that members of the public would like to discuss from the bid package? Thank you. So we will go now. We'll go in order as is our tradition. So I will call on Councilman Lattiser. We'll start with item number 11, bid 2025-294, found on page 61. That is DPW annual bleacher inspections and maintenance. Director, please identify. Councilman Lattiser, you have the floor.
Eric Earls, Public Works.
Thank you. When was the last time these bleachers were inspected?
They have to be inspected annually.
No, I'm aware of that, but when were they last inspected? I know that in the past, I think this had been an issue.
I don't have that information right in front of me.
Are you aware of any violations?
I am not aware of any violations. And if they were, I would be.
And if there were, what, please?
I would be.
Okay. And this is calling for three years from the date of the award. So what is the date of the last contract? More importantly, is when did the last contract for these inspections lapse or expire, I guess is a better word.
All right, hang on. I don't have that information right in front of me. I know that we are current with our inspections, but I don't have the information regarding when the last one was or the contract.
I'd like to have those dates. And Chairman, the dates are rather important, in particularly with the emphasis that has been placed on the seriousness of doing these inspections and time frame, et cetera. yeah, I think it's something that we need to be aware of. And it always raises a question to me when we have something that says 3 years from date of the award, and we don't know or we're not informed as to when the previous contract expired. So from a point of responsibility, I think it's important to know that these contracts are renewed before, or at least approved for renewal before they expire. So I'd like to request those dates if I could, please.
You would like to do that on so you've made a verbal request to the director that you'd like to get those, or is that?
Sure. I mean, it doesn't have to be tonight, but.
Understood. Director, you understand the councilman's request?
I understand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for members of this committee? Are there questions from members of the council? Are there questions from members of the public? Thank you. Next, once again, Councilman Lattice requested item number 5, bid 2025-293, DBW electrical supplies for block heaters. This is found on page 65. Director, please identify again. Councilman, you have the floor.
Eric Earls, Public Works.
Can I just get back to the previous
Absolutely.
Bid? I just saw one other question I had on the back page.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do you want me to skip over this one and go right to Councilman Foley's now, and we can come back to it?
No.
No, you good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Eric, back on the contract we were just talking about on the inspections.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I thought you meant go on to the next one. Let me.
Oh, no.
All right. Is there any objection by the committee to open this again? It's open again. Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you. On their quotation, they say this quotation is subject to the following conditions. Does not include prevailing or union wage rates unless noted. Has these rates been confirmed as valid, or are we subjected to the potential for an increase in costs because they come back and say, we didn't include prevailing wages? Has that sentence been clarified?
I don't believe they come under the prevailing wage requirements.
Okay. To your knowledge.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman, on that.
And for the record, just so I can clarify, Councilman, for the record, that was on item 11, bid 2025-294. You requested we go back and speak on that. So just to keep it clean, I am going to go to the committee to follow up on the question the councilman asked. Any follow-up to the council? Is there any follow-up to the councilman's question and to the public? Thank you. So, Councilman, now item number 12, DBW electrical supplies for block heaters, found on page 65. Director, I apologize and identify again. And, Councilman, you do have the floor again. Thank you.
Eric Earls, Public Works.
My question on this item, it states that while we could purchase the necessary items under an award bid to Northeast Electric in the amount of $11,901, we are opting to utilize another vendor with a cost savings of roughly $2,500, which is, that's good. That's a good thing. But I'm curious as to what led up to the department, your department, seeking an alternative price on this.
Well, we typically do. You know, we have, you know, Christie saves the city more money than anyone I can imagine. You know, she's always on the phone looking for a better price. And the same thing with our automotive team. So whenever there's an option, especially on a list of materials that is as, you know, well-defined as we have for this project, it's easy to get other quotes. And so that's why we did it.
That's great. And I'm glad to hear that it's easy to get other quotes. That's a good thing. Thank you. I'm all set, Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions for members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Next, we go on to item number 13, requested by Councilman Foley. Item number 13 is DPW Zamboni Blade Sharpening, found on page 71. This is bid 2025-295. Director, and then it's yours.
Eric Earls, Public Works.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is a little bit of a frivolous, but over my 4 years on the council in this term, I've taken pride in going out, whether it being on the harbor boat with the fire department, ride along with the police department. Is there any chance of a ride along on the Zamboni?
Absolutely.
Good luck with
that. All right, so I just contact you?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm done.
We'll make sure those blades are nice and
sharp.
You
better not fall off.
Yeah. Thank you. Are there any follow-up questions from the committee? Follow-up questions from the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Director, I'd get a hold harmless agreement from Foley if I were you. Yeah, just for a point of clarification, you say that there is a delivery fee of $11. Let me back up. It says that the pricing with the new vendor is lower for sharpening by $9.50 per blade. There is a delivery fee of $11 because the vendor picks up and delivers to our facility. It's safe for us to assume that that is per pickup and delivery, not $11 per blade.
That's correct.
And deliver. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And finally is item number 15. This is requested by Councilman Lattisor. This is bid 2025-251, Senior Services, window tinting for the Pilgrim Senior Center Dining Room. This is found on page 79. Good evening, Director. Please identify. Councilman Lattisor, you'll have the floor.
Hi, Kathleen Bull, Acting Director of Senior Services.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Director. First, I want to thank you for your very prompt response or reply to the questions that I had sent off to you today. I know that those questions certainly predated you and the current position that you're in now. I, as you, I'm sure, assumed, I have a problem with this tinting. And as I also explained to you, and the chief also knows, I have over 50 years experience in the window business. So my questions were, when I'm looking at this, we're looking to spend $5,500 on solar film being applied to those windows, which are, they appear from the photos you sent me to be, I don't know, maybe 30 inches wide and 24 inches high. It's a fixed glass unit. The first question that came to my mind was, how old are these windows? And do we know who the manufacturer was? And do we know the thickness of the glass in terms of an insulating glass? Is it half inch? Is it 5/8? Is it 3/8? And did anyone get any prices on replacing the glass in its entirety? I'll step back a moment too, because I know these things tend to come to us with this emergency status, or lately it's because if we don't spend the money, we gotta send it back to the feds. But this was something, again, it predates you, so don't think that, you know, I'm directing these comments to you. I understand where you fall into this position here. This window tinting was approved back in May in the budget. So this is not some emergency that just arose, or something that, oh my God, you know, we got to spend this money, so let's get rid of it. This is something that could have been done long ago. These windows, from the additional follow-up I received from the chief, are somewhere around 34 years old. They have long outlasted their life. They most probably have lost their seals. And if that's the case, they no longer insulate. And if they haven't, what is going to happen is when that seal fails, we're going to have to replace the window, and you also lose the tinting. So from my perspective, we're spending $5,500 and we're sending good money to bad on a product that is almost 34 years old. And what concerns me is that it's the rationale behind this is we have to spend the money. Well, we could spend that money elsewhere. It doesn't have to be spent on tinting for windows that are already 34 years old and very well may not be insulating, but we don't know. We don't know if those windows are doing what they're supposed to do. And more concerning is we have no idea what it would cost to just replace the glass completely, get a current, up-to-date, energy-efficient window, factory-installed tinting. We don't have to worry about the low-E film getting beat up by the elements, whether it's interior, exterior. We don't have to worry about it becoming scratched and faded and you can't see through it at some point in time. And with a 20-year warranty, as most manufacturers have, if you do have a problem with it, it's replaced. But here we are now in this situation that, oh, we have to spend the money, so let's just go ahead and spend $5,500 on windows that are 34 years old. That doesn't make sense to me. And I'm not going to be able to support this because I think the due diligence should have been back in May or June or July to get prices for new windows and see what the cost difference would be, as opposed to putting $5,500 on windows that who knows whether they're even insulating or not. So, Mr. Chairman, there's really not a lot to comment on from the director. This kind of all predates her, but I will be asking for a PCR on this, please.
Madam Clerk, may I have a PCR number, please?
Thank you.
Thank you. For the record, item number 12, bid 2025-251, window tinting for Pilgrim Senior Center dining room, is now PCR 115-24. Are there any follow-up questions for members of this committee or comments from members of this committee? Are there questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Jeremy Ricks.
Good evening, Director. I am curious about exactly the decision-making on tinting the window versus replacing the window. If you could elaborate on that.
Sure. So just for to expand a little bit, it's 32 windows that line the top of our dining room. It has been a chronic problem that sunlight during certain times of the year comes in, and as it's not filtered, it blinds some of the folks who are trying to dine or participate in programs. We even have people at the lunch tables who wear sunglasses because if they are in those particular seats, it's really bright. I do know, looking back through the paperwork, that this was put out to bid in 2021, and no one bid on it. And at that time, the cost was $3,800. We budgeted for it, but no one bid on it. So it has been a chronic problem. I know that it was trying to be addressed back then. And now that we've had the opportunity to use ARPA funds, we're looking to get this remedied. And I don't know that it's in our short-term plan to replace those windows that, from my knowledge, have not been identified to have structural problems that I know of.
Just to make sure that I'm hearing clearly, you are not aware of any structural problems with those windows, and there have not been any leaks or the like?
Not that I am aware of. There was a building assessment done, and I don't believe that was identified. in that.
Okay. So to your knowledge, is it accurate that those windows are over 30 years old?
I believe they're original to the building, which was built in 1990, yes.
In that case, would it tend to make sense, given the age of the windows, to consider replacing them as opposed to tinting them? I'm not sure if replacing them is something that the senior center has looked into.
I would say that there are some other priorities. There are some lower level windows that are actually broken at the office level. So I think there are probably other priorities in maintaining the building, but you know, I was brought here to speak on the tinting, so I can't really expound on the whole building maintenance upkeep.
Thank you. Yes, it seems to me that if windows are broken, or even in a circumstance like this, seems that it could potentially be justified as an emergency, especially if the ARPA funds are available. So as much as I would be inclined to support the administration's request for this tinting, it seems like any windows in that particular location, I know the room that you're talking about, and I can picture that happening. In fact, I think I've been there during some of those afternoons this time of the year when the sun is low, where I've seen how that light can get pretty bright in that room through those particular windows. So, yeah, as much as I would be inclined to support this request, I think that the administration has other options here, and I would tend to agree with Councilman Lattiser that it may be good money after bad when it comes to tinting the older windows. However, I certainly want to see all of the ARPA funds being spent. I want to see the senior center being kept up and improved. So if I were to vote against this, I want to make a very clear public statement that I am not opposed to the tinting of those windows. I would simply rather see those windows replaced and those replacements be tinted. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions from members of this council? Are there questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. So we have a request for a PCR. It is now PCR 115-24. May I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion for favorable. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. May I have a motion on PCR 113-24?
I move favorable action.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.